255. That's the number of organizations linked to Singapore's critical infrastructure that could have been breached by hackers recently. That's not just one organization or one sector, but an entire web from transport to emergency services, the things that keep our daily life running. This revelation surfaced in 12,000 leaked documents on the dark web. Google researchers say the documents point to something bigger in the dark web.
There is of mentions of working relationships between the private contractors and government agencies to do certain targeting.
That line is key, because these aren't random hackers. Cybercriminal groups now operate like businesses. They share tools, swap expertise, and even divide up labor in increasingly complex attacks. And by working with these groups, state-linked actors can buy intelligence and keep their hands clean. It's not just big firms in the crosshairs. Small and medium enterprises are being targeted too, usually for money.
The one exception I'll make is that there are certain companies that provide services to bigger companies that form part of a critical information infrastructure, a supply chain towards an essential service. Those targets are sometimes state-sponsored, state-affiliated targets, and that could be for kind of more national effects.
In other words, you don't have to run a power grid to matter. You just have to be connected to one. The goal could be espionage, or even getting ready to cause chaos at the push of a button. In a connected economy like Singapore, systems don't work on their own. So when one part is hit, damage doesn't stay there. It can spread quietly through the network, often before anyone sees it coming.